You know, God is very good to us to want to take us this deep. The scriptures say God requires truth on the inward parts. God requires truth on the inward parts, folks. And you know something? We are brilliant at looking good. Why do you think Jesus looked at the most religious conservatives of the day and said, "You are whited sepulchres full of dead men's bones"? Why did he say that? He said that because he could look on the inside. And what he saw wasn't a pretty sight. So these are the six carnal ways people seek approval. Showing off, self-abasement, carnal favor, overt love, vanity, and false religion. Or, put it more simply, trying to find worth in performance, false humility, piety, flattery full of false praise, lewd behavior and innuendos, fleshly gratification, and a life of guilt. Methinks, you're more likely to recognize a lot of stuff. And I didn't deliver that to depress you. I delivered that so that, you know what God wants you to see, ladies and gentlemen? He wants you to see that this religious thing you've had going all these years ain't Christianity. There's another way, it's of the Spirit. I've never been more aware of how many people who call themselves Christians have no more relationship with the Holy Spirit than I do the Sphinx in Egypt. But they know the word, they are touchy about doctrine, they wouldn't do this and they wouldn't do that. No, this is not Christian. Do you think God's a big book? Oh, but Jesus is the living word. Yes, the living word. Now, I want to say this, the kingdom does it another way. And I want to preface all of that by saying this. And only three things I'm going to say, and I may not say them all this morning. And may God help you to hear this and be blessed by it. And the first is this: God wants you. Now, to grasp that, you must come to the understanding that God is a person. Father is a person. Jesus is a person. He's somewhere right now. The Holy Spirit is a person. Interestingly enough, you don't have to have a body to be a person, but you do have to have personality. You have to have a being, and he does. And God wants you. Man, that's got to get into you. Some of you have the most unwanted feelings in all the world, and I'm here to tell you God wants you. And I want to say this, and you should write this down. It spun me like a top. God wants you for you, and not for what he can get out of you. God wants you for you, and not what he can get out of you. I'm amazed at how many of us, when we think of God, immediately translate our responses to him in service. We measure by service. And that's not true. God wants you for you and not what he can get out of you. And there's nothing anyone has or can do that he wants. And everyone needs to recognize and embrace this and say, God, I got to stop a little bit, sit quietly and think about this. God wants me for me. I mean, that'll knock those six things out in about 5 seconds. I haven't begun the message yet. You've got to allow that in, and you've got to allow that to change you. And until you do, you're not going to have a personal relationship with God. There's no personal there at all. It's all service. It's all work. You're just like a Roman Catholic or a Buddhist. I'll tell you something else, too, before we turn to the scriptures. And I have enough of them here. I said God wants you for you and not what he can get out of you.